This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran. Iran is being blamed for an attack on Saudi oil facilities. But Pompeo warned if diplomacy fails, President Trump will make necessary decisions to achieve Washington's objectives.
When it's the case that we no longer believe that we can convince the Iranian regime to behave in the way that we've asked them to behave, just to behave like a normal nation, I think the whole world knows, including the Iranian regime, of American military might.
Later on the same program, former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the U.S. needs to develop a coherent strategy with its allies for dealing with Iran.
This is an issue that's going to be best satisfied, possible outcome will come from a coalition of nations that want a stable Middle East, and that has to be our goal, to stabilize this situation.
Earlier, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the presence of foreign forces in the Persian Gulf area will create insecurity in the region. Pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong have again taken a violent turn. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
While attacking a subway station, protesters smashed overhead surveillance cameras, used hammers to knock ticket sensors off gates, and spray-painted the screens of ticket machines, using umbrellas to shield their identities. Another group defaced a Chinese flag before putting it into a dumpster, which they then pushed into a nearby river. Police then advanced on the protesters using tear gas. Demonstrators say Beijing and Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam are eroding the Western-style civil liberties promised to the former British colony when it was returned to China in 1997. I'm Sarah Bassett.
President Trump says he did nothing wrong in a telephone conversation.